This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He is the co-host of the Dave and Scrady Show on WKTY, our fine, massive floating affiliate out there in La Crosse, 96.7 FM, 580 AM. And I was on with those guys yesterday, brought in the donuts. Dave Carney now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Dave, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, Bill? Thanks for coming in. Those donuts were tasty. Everybody had more than they should have, so it was great.
well, you apparently were smart and listened, as opposed to your counterpart who did not and figured that the Pacers would take the would cover. But I said no. I was looking forward to the blowout last night, and that's exactly what we got. So how is Bucks chatter out there on the western portion of the state?
You know, Bill, when I got here to Western Wisconsin about 2 years ago from Vegas, there was, like, not a cricket, right, for Bucks basketball. Today, you go out, you'll see two, three Bucks shirts every 12, 13 people. It's huge. So for Western Wisconsin, this Bucks team, this is really catching on. The folks out here are really digging it. I think they're finally starting to believe now that there's two All-Stars, now that the team's been on TV, national television a lot, it seems to me that people out here are starting to really buy in, which, you know, according to what I have heard, has not always been the case.
Which I would agree. And I remember back in 2000, 2001, when things really got hot, people were coming from all over the state, and then the team didn't do too much, so there was really no reason to go to the Fiserv Forum. Do you get the sense that people are making the trek, even in the colder weather? Maybe it's just to get away from all the snow you guys have out there. Holy mackerel. But maybe they're making the trek a little more often, or at least for those that never went, now they're coming maybe once a year to Milwaukee?
At least. Bill, we hosted a Bucks bus trip maybe about a month ago. We had Peter Fagan on, the president of the Bucks, prior to that, and the bus sold out in days. We couldn't give away, like, these tickets 2 years ago, okay? So these tickets, they were selling out within hours of us putting them up. And so to answer your question, yes, people are taking whatever mode of transportation they can get on to get out to Milwaukee. I think I've heard some people taking Amtrak trains from La Crosse out to Milwaukee just to make their way there. First of all, the Fiserv Forum is beautiful. And the second thing is the Bucks just play a really entertaining brand of basketball. Folks that love college will love the Bucks because they pass the ball a lot. They play good defense. You love NBA ball. Of course, we got the biggest star in Giannis and a team that Mike Budenholzer building here. Bill, we talked about this yesterday. That just really reminds you of what, like, the Spurs did when Greg Popovich really took over David Robinson or Tim Duncan. So I think from all of those perspectives, the buy-in is starting to become pretty legit.
The Bucks talk on your station, has that increased a lot, or is it just still driven more so by you guys? But when you ask for callers and ask for opinions and your toll and text line and everything, are you getting a lot of Bucks discovery over the fence, or is it still like, hey, we'd rather talk about something else?
Nope, totally Bucks now. And yes, we are driving this bus, and I've been all about the Bucks ever since they fired Jason Kidd. I think I was one of the first guys to be like, get rid of this dude. He cannot coach. But to answer your question again, yes, the Bucks chatter is probably, outside of the Green Bay Packers, which I think for all of us in Wisconsin is going to remain number one. The Brewers, when the season starts, will begin to take some of that. But yeah, the Bucks right now are dominating talk. So with respect to our show, and you've been on in the afternoons with Grant Bills as well, those two programs, we're pretty heavy Bucks. I'd say 60% of the daily talk can go to Milwaukee basketball, which 2 years ago when I came to town, we couldn't have gotten away with 10% of the show like that.
Speaking of the Milwaukee Brewers, what is the optimism like for the Brewers this year? Is it World Series or bust, or is it more tempered, saying can they really repeat what they did last year?
Well, you know Matt Scrady, my co-host, is the eternal pessimist. And for
correct.
Him, there is nothing about anything that signals good things ahead for the Brewers. For me, I'm kind of with you. I think the Brewers maybe lose one or two more games than they did last year, win about 92, 93 games. The team seems to resonate so much with fans here, though. I wouldn't say it's a World Series or bust type of a thought, but it's a playoff or bust type thought, right? So winning a pennant, and in baseball, and you're a baseball guy, so I hope you agree, winning a pennant in baseball is still really important, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you win your division, that's still a really big deal. And I think the fans here are on board with that. If the Brewers can win a pennant, after that, they're happy with it. They think that's success. It's not like the Yankees were, oh, okay, well, we got a wild card. Who cares? This would be, I think, a team that folks would like if they just make the playoffs. So I'm with the 92-93 wins. I don't know if they can do better than they did last year because they caught a lot of people sleeping, but you never know. I mean, Yasmani Grandal, that's been huge. Some of the players in spring training have been great. I can't wait to hear you guys next week out there so we can get some, assessment from you about how these, different guys are playing. But Zach Davies had a great showing yesterday. I know he went four innings. I only gave up a run. So I think we should expect pretty good things. It doesn't look like they've taken a step back, that's for sure.
Talking with Dave Carney, co-host of the Dave and Scrady Morning Show on 96.7 FM and 580 AM WKTY on La Crosse. So, by the way, your partner, he does wake up every morning looking at the pessimistic side of things, but unlike people that just hate life and everything sucks, he at least drinks. He at least smiles after he has a couple drinks. So
right.
I can appreciate that. So tell me, if you had to say the Achilles heel of the Milwaukee Brewers is, what is it?
Boy, if I had to say one thing right now, it would probably be the not knowing if Orlando Arcia is going to be able to bat a respectable average at shortstop. Right, some people would go right to the starting pitcher. I don't think they've got a problem with pitching. I actually think that the development of some of their pitchers is good. If Orlando Arcia can bat a respectable 240, 250, 260 even, and play gold glove defense at short, I mean, I don't know that there's a real weakness, so to speak, on that team. But I think for me, that's the one thing that stands out there as, oh boy, if this goes south, that could really leave the Brewers in a bad way.
The offense, do you have any thought that this offense will not score a lot of runs, will score on average over four runs per game?
I think they could probably score about 4.2. I think I heard you talking about that the other day, if they can score about 4.2. I think that's about right. Listening to your show and some of the callers talking about the analytical side of baseball, the swinging for the fences all the time, I do think that it could potentially hurt Milwaukee because I know Ryan Braun's changed his swing a bit this year, and he's still working himself back into rotation. But hopefully they don't go too crazy with trying to hit home runs or nothing else. Play some gap baseball. If they're going to run shifts on the Brewers and there's going to be an open spot in left field, hit the ball there. I mean, Tony Gwynn would have had a field day with today's baseball, right? I mean, these guys would have pelted the ball all over the place. So if they can just avoid having to go home run or bust, I think they should be in better shape than they were last year. I mean, these guys are only going to get better. Christian Yelich, I know, had a breakout season. Nobody saw MVP, and he's going to get pitched around, I would assume, a bit. But again, if Arcia can, play a little bit like he did in the offseason or in the postseason, if Travis Shaw has a nice return to form year, yeah, I think the Brewers are going to be fine scoring 4.2 runs.
Real quick before I let you go, top three needs for the Green Bay Packers going into the draft and free agency.
Okay, top three needs. Number one is going to be somebody on the edge to rush the passer. They got to figure that out. That's got to be number one. Number two, I would say probably some help on the offensive line. I'm not sure what Bakhtiari and Bulaga are looking like coming in here. And number three would be making sure Aaron Rodgers is right. Bill, the Packers have won 13 football games in the last two seasons. 13 football games in two seasons. I know they changed coaches. LaFleur's in town now, and hopefully he can be some wunderkind, but it's got to. I think the third thing is Rodgers has to be right. And if I can, real quick, I just want to answer your poll question: who would I give the Bucks last shot to?
Yeah.
If it wasn't Giannis, you know who I would actually give the last shot to? Nikolai Mirotic, man, and or Brook Lopez. Brook Lopez was an All-Star. People forget back in Brooklyn and or New Jersey. Brook Lopez has extended his range out over the course of the last three seasons, and he is just ice water in the veins kind of guy. So if it wasn't Giannis, I would even say Mirotic and or Lopez 1A, 1B.
Perfect. Good stuff as always. Glad you listened, and it was a pleasure out there hanging out with you guys, and I'll be back in June, okay?
Dude, can't wait to see you again. Tell Joe I said what's up, too, and we'll talk to you guys soon, okay?
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Dave Carney is co-host of Dave and Scrady in the Morning on WKTY in La Crosse, the 96.7 FM, 580 AM. Good to talk to him. Good to chat with him for just a little bit. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE. That's 844-PRIDE. And you can also check them out at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.